I'm Navi Ball, and my guest today is Jonathan Allward from the CFIB. So it's been about a month since we last spoke. So how have independent businesses been faring since then?
Yeah, it continues to be a challenge. Even now in April, we're seeing Manitoba businesses a little better than two-thirds are fully open, but just about a third is all the number of businesses across the province that are at their normal revenues or better for this time of year. So obviously, there's still a long, long way to go to get back to any semblance of business as usual. We know that health restrictions have been extended into mid-May across the province, and that's obviously a huge concern because many businesses like gyms, even in some outdoor recreation like lodges and different activities like that, are extremely, extremely limited in either what they can do for their clients or even maybe whether or not they can even bring in clients. So very concerning. We need to continue to get the number of COVID cases under control in the province and get out of these kind of restrictions so we can give our businesses a fighting chance to survive.
Both the provincial and federal governments tabled their budgets this past month, with the federal government's budget being tabled earlier this week. So could you give us your reaction and how you think it holds up when it comes to aid for small businesses?
Yeah, if you want to start with the most recent, the federal budget, I think it's a bit of a mixed bag, to be completely honest, for small businesses at least. You know, we're certainly relieved to see that two of the big three federal programs have been extended in their payment periods. So the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, the Canada Emergency Rent Subsidy, those are both going to November, although on a bit of a sliding scale, you'll start to get less and less and less as they expect that businesses will be recovering. The deadline to apply for the Canada Emergency Business Account loan has also been extended to June, although we know a lot of businesses have already done so and received the funding a long time ago. And it's going to be a relief to a lot of business owners that didn't know what would happen for them with these supports beyond June. But it's not a very long time. And, you know, like I said, they're going to be having less and less money every month accessible through these programs. So that's certainly a concern. What there is going to be a new program is a hiring incentive that you'll be able to pick, you know, in either or, I believe, between that and the wage subsidy beginning in the summer. And that will help subsidize the cost of new hires. Our big concern really is, are we going to be at a place in the province, you know, whether, you know, you're talking about, well, really anywhere in Manitoba, let alone other provinces like Ontario that are seeing record numbers of cases every day, to focus on recovery as opposed to just helping businesses survive in the summer. And I certainly hope we're there as a country to a point where a hiring incentive instead of a wage subsidy makes sense. But we need to make sure the federal government can pivot as needed to make sure that the right policies are in place to help businesses stay afloat and recover. One other thing that I'm really encouraged about by the federal budget is credit card fees. They have reaffirmed a commitment to help lower credit card fees, and CFIB has been long lobbying for this, and I believe they're going to be consulting us and other organizations on how to do that, because it's an increasing problem for a lot of businesses, regardless of where you are in the province. And last but not least, discouraged or disappointed to see that there's no additional financial help to help cover the growing debt load that businesses are taking on as a result of COVID-19. If you look at between Manitoba and Saskatchewan, of those businesses that have taken on debt related to COVID, they've taken on $180,000 on average. And that is just, for many, going to be an insurmountable amount to the recovery or getting back to any semblance of normal, talking about retirement plans. There needs to be a larger chunk of that subsidized more than what's available right now through the Canada Emergency Business Account.
As we head upward on the curve for the third wave of the pandemic, and with us seeing all these variants at all parts of the province, how have businesses been preparing for that at all?
Well, it's a huge concern, and we're, I would say, very pleased to see that on Wednesday of this week, the new health orders come into effect, but they largely leave businesses out of the changes, right? There are going to be some restrictions to retailers limiting their capacity, but more so targeted, I think, are the greater impact will be felt with those bigger businesses like your Walmarts, your Costcos. Really, I think the province has finally acknowledged that most of the growing number of cases is originating from contacts within households or in your social circles, that they're not happening as much in the controlled environments that small businesses offer. It's not happening when you go to get a coffee or maybe even when you're going to the gym, because there are so many processes in place and there's such a huge risk to small businesses for not following those rules to a T. So that was encouraging. And, you know, I think a lot of businesses were relieved because of this yo-yo effect. You're open, you're closed, you're open, you're closed. You need to be able to plan to the future. You need to be able to try and ramp up your business to recover. And there are huge costs associated with closing your business down or opening it back up. You worry about things like staffing long-term. Are your staff going to come back? You're worried about their financial well-being as well. But I think going forward, there's still a lot of businesses that are trying to adapt, trying to manage costs in the short term. But really everyone, the biggest thing is I think they're all trying to follow the rules, get vaccinated as quickly as they can, and work together as a province to try and get out of this as quickly as possible.
We're heading into the second summer now where COVID-19 is still around. How will this affect the tourism industry specifically for small businesses that are in that sector?
I'm hugely concerned for this sector. There is, I believe, going to be some funding for it in the federal budget, actually. The province has announced, I would say, some small incremental funding for some businesses in the sector to cover fixed costs. But really, you know, if you don't have clients coming to support your businesses in the summer, these businesses, the staff that rely on them, the communities really that rely on them, they're going to take a huge hit. And whether you're talking about lodges or hotels, people coming just to see different things in the community, we're going to have to rely on getting Manitobans to do staycations, really. Stay in the province, discover all the great things that the province has to offer. We can't be bound by perimeteritis, if you know what I mean. We need to get out and discover everything great that Manitoba has to offer, every corner of the province. And we're going to need to rely on that, I think, this summer, because based on what we've been seeing with federal border restrictions, you know, whether you're talking about clients coming in from the U.S. or even just provincial border restrictions, people coming in from other parts of the country to Manitoba, I think these restrictions are going to remain in place for a while. It's encouraging to see that the province is now looking at rapid testing options in workplaces, but I don't think they're really looking at rapid testing as a way to help. As an example, a family from Quebec come into Manitoba for a fishing excursion. Right. So I think we need to get to a point where that's going to be possible. We need to work with government to allow those exceptions to help those industries thrive, because we all really rely on them directly or indirectly.
I wanted to get your take on how the vaccine campaign is going here in Manitoba. So could you speak to that a bit more?
I think we've been hearing it and seeing it everywhere. There has been a lag, really, for what we had hoped would be as fast and efficient a vaccine rollout as possible. Earlier this week, I think a lot of people saw in the media that the province was, you know, stockpiling a lot of vaccine supplies and not getting them out as quickly as I think a lot of people would hope, or frankly, probably what the province had expected they would be able to do. I believe it was a 20,000 dose per day average that they were hoping to have the capacity for. It's just not there yet by the looks of things. But they are lowering the age limits for one of the vaccines, which I think was a very well-received step this week. They also announced a new plan to work with one of the U.S. states to help vaccinate truckers coming into Canada for those that want it, I believe. These are incremental positive steps. But again, it's going to rely on, as well, everyone trying to get vaccinated as quickly as they're able to do so. And I think as soon as we can do that, then every day is going to take a positive step forward to getting through this.
The province recently announced additional $2 million in funding for dine-in restaurants. So I imagine that's a good bit of news to hear for that industry.
I'm really glad that you mentioned this, Navi. So this is a great program for businesses to cover many retroactive costs. Not every business will be able to take advantage of this, but basically in place before for December and January, I believe now it's going to be in place for February. It helps restaurants regardless of where you are in the province. You have delivery fees, especially those that are associated with third-party apps, like maybe a Skip the Dishes or just delivery fees otherwise, that are related to the pandemic and your inability to serve customers in your restaurant. They'll help you recoup those costs. It's been a very successful program so far. The first iteration of it had great uptake and got a lot of money out to restaurants. Certainly encourage anyone who's listening that works for a restaurant, or certainly if you own one, to take a look at the program and see how it can help the business. Again, it's the dine-in restaurant program. If you Google it, you'll be able to find it. And my understanding is a pretty quick application process.
Now, Jonathan, we covered quite a bit of ground, but was there anything else you'd like to add or any other updates at all?
The provincial budget that happened earlier this month also contained a bunch of good news for small businesses. I think the province could have gone further in some areas, but they're delivering on some important commitments that they had made during the last election, like now a plan to rebate back a significant portion of education property taxes for residents, for farmland property owners, and for commercial property owners as well. For residents and farmland, you're looking at 25% rebate this year and another 25% next year. For commercial properties, 10% this year. This is a big step, a big fixed cost for a lot of businesses, and we're certainly pleased to see it. The province has also announced that they're going to increase again the Manitoba payroll tax exemption threshold now to $1.75 million. This is going to make it more affordable for a lot of businesses to bring back employees, hire new ones, or even pay their existing staff more. These are great initiatives that we've been working with the province, showing them research on, pushing them to deliver, and we're really pleased to see it's happening now. Even at a time when the provincial deficit is frankly staggering, we need to make sure that we're investing in businesses, helping them manage costs, because that's the only way forward to economic recovery and making sure that we can get our province back on track and our tax revenues back on track as quickly as possible.
If there are business owners that would like to have access to the resources that the CFIB has, how can they do so?
Yeah, certainly any small business owners out there or staff working in a small business, please call CFIB today. We have great up-to-date information on our website at www.cfib.ca. You can find information on federal and provincial support programs, questions about bringing back employees, everything else pretty well that you can imagine. If you're a small business owner, we have questions and answers on our website for things you face every day. You can also call one of our expert business resource counselors on our 888 helpline at 1-888-234-2232. We're here to help the best we can, and you know, whether you're a CFIB member or not, we'll do our best to help you out quickly.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks again, Jonathan, for taking the time to chat with me today.
Well, thanks, Navi. I appreciate it.
That was Jonathan Allward with the CFIB.